Today's daf is Megillah Daf Hey, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis. The Kuli Alma Mia. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyo Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rifka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi ben Yota, Gittel bas Chaya, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Nosen Yosef ben Yehudis, Gedal Yeliezer ben Roiza, Chai Nechama Edel bas Sara, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sara Shainzel bas Yitel, Elio ben Silla, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Rufal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David, Maras Hendel bas Hagoyin Rab Shimshin, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Rab Shmuel Tzvi ben Rab Avram. So we're continuing with the first sugya Masechtas Megillah, and that is Megillah Nikras B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, and B'tezvav. And then the Mishnah said Ketzad. When is the Megillah read on Yud Aleph? When Yud Beis? When Yud Gimel? Yud Dalet? That's almost always, and Tezvav as well. One thing was clear from the Mishnah, and that is that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, whether it's Yud Dalet, whether it's Tezvav, the Megillah is not read. So if you live in a large city, not in a city that's walled, Mimoyis Yeshua Benon, not in a small village, where your din is to read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar, if Yud Dalet Adar coincides with Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar. The same is true if you live in a walled city, Mimoyis Yeshua Benon. Ordinarily, you would read the Megillah on Tesvav Adar. But if Tesvav Adar falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to read the Megillah on Tesvav Adar. And the question is, why not? What Isser is one doing and violating when he reads the Megillah? L'chura, you would think, reading the Megillah is like reading from the Sefer Torah. The Haftorah, learning, these are all things that we do on Shabbos. So why is it that there's no Kriyas and Megillah on Shabbos? Says the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mia. One thing is clear from everything that we've learned, and that is that Megillah b'Shabbos lo karina. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Freak the Gemara, the obvious question, my time, why not? Amar Rabbu. So Rabbu said, Hakol Chayovim b'Kriyas Megillah. The reason is because everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah. Even women are obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah. Sha'af hein ho yubayusana, esvein hakol b'kiy b'mikra Megillah. However, not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Therefore, Chazal were worried, Gzeira, Shemi Yitlena B'yadai, a person may take his personal Megillah in his hand, V'yelech Eitzel Baki L'may, to go to someone that knows how to read the Megillah, V'yavirena Arba Amis B'shus Arabim, and he's going to carry the Megillah, Dalet Amis B'shus Arabim. Said Rabba, and by the way, now that you know why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, even though it doesn't involve the Isser, it's because of a Gzeira, Shemi Yavirena Arba Amis B'shus Arabim, the Hainu time of the shofar, it's for the same reason that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. The Hainu time of the lulav, and it's for the same reason we don't take Dalet Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. It's for the same gzera. Shema yitlena ha-shofar v'yavirena arba amas b'shus harabim. V'shema yitlena ha-lulav v'yavirena arba amas b'shus harabim. And by the way, shofar and lulav is of course a bigger chiddush than Mikra Megillah, because shofar is a mitzvah d'oraisa and lulav is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it. Even those mitzvahs that are d'oraisas, Chazal were mevatel when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, because of Igzera Shema Yitlena B'yodoy, V'yelech Eitzel Baki, Lilmoid, V'yavirena, Arba Amos B'shos Aram. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said a different reason. You want to know why there's no Mikra Megillah on Shabbos? It's out of sensitivity to the Aniyim. Mipnei She'inem Shal Niyim Nesuos LeMikra Megillah. It's because the Aniyim used to look forward to Mikra Megillah. Rashi says, L'kabel Matonei Sarav Yoinim. Because on Purim, there's a mitzvah of Matonis Lev Yoinim, and the Aniyim had this date circled on their calendar, and they would literally look forward and wait for this day because they knew Kalaposhid Yad Noisim Loi, and it was a good day for them. And as a result, if we're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, what's going to happen is on that day, B'shas Mikra Megillah, the Aniyim will not be able to collect any money. Maybe pledges, but they won't be able to collect any money. And as a result, they're going to lose out a little bit. So Chazal was so sensitive to the Ani's plight that they said that there's going to be no Mikra Megillah when Purim falls down on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, a Raya, a Braisa that supports what Rav Yosef said. And that is, Afal B'shamru Kfar Maktim Liyem Achniso, even though the Kfarim are Maktim Liyem Achniso, Goyven Boy Bayoyim U'mechalkim. So just to read the braisa, even though Kfarim, we know, they go to the Monday or Thursday that's immediately before Yodalet and Tezvav. However, on that day, that Monday or Thursday when they're going to read the Megillah, that's when they do the Matanis Lavyanim. So the Gemara says, Afa Pisha Amru, Adirabba Mishum Da Amru, meaning, sounds like, despite the fact that they're reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, Afal Pikein, the Matanis Lavyanim is going to be on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Makes no sense. A Matanis Lavyanim would never be on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. The only reason Matanis Lavyanim would be is because we're reading the Megillah. So it's not Afal Pi, it's not in spite of Fakir, it's because of. As the Gemara, you're right. El Hoyle tweaked the Brisa, the Amrusha Kfar Maktim Liyem Maknisa. Being that the Kfar Maktim Liyem Maknisa, Goyfen Bay Bayayim, Machalkim Bay Bayayim, we do the Matanas Lav Yoinim on that day. Why? It's because the Ani is looking forward for Mikra Megillah. That's his opportune time to be able to collect his Matanas Lav Yoinim. So even though really Matanas Lav Yoinim should have been on Yedalid or Tezvav, why would we be Maktim Liyem Maknisa? The reason is Hoyle, because of the fact that the Kfar are reading the Megillah on that day, so therefore, we do it on that day. Avol, says the Gemara, Simcha in an Ehegas Ela Bezmana. But you want to know the other mitzvahs of the Kfarim, the other mitzvahs of Purim, for example, Shamaychol Umishta, that's only Noyek Bezmana, meaning even if you live in a village and you're Maktam Liyay Maknisa, so the Mikra Megillah is going to be on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. And by extension, we said the Matanas Lav Yoinim is also going to be on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. But as it relates to the mitzvah of Simcha Shal Maichel Mishta, that for sure, everybody agrees that even the villagers, they're going to celebrate that on Yud Aleph, on the 14th day of Adar. So this Gemara that we just learned is literally, we say this a lot, but in this case, literally, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. This is the Makar to Rabbis Gzeira. The reason we don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos, it's the same reason we don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's the same reason that we don't take Talamidim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. It's Gzeira Shemi Yavirena Arba Armas Beshus Arabim. So we're going to talk more about this in the raid, but just one Tosfos that we always mention when the Gemara says this, that it's kedai to mention again, and that is Tosfos throughout Shas is very bothered with a very fundamental question, and that is that it sounds like Chazal's concern was that a person's going to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Now this is Hilchos Shabbos 101. The 39th of the Lametes Melachos is the Melach of Itzah. Thou shall not carry on Shabbos. Now what's the definition of carrying? So really it means one of two things. Either you're not allowed to carry Mershus L'Shus, or you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. What does Mershus L'Shus mean? So in Hilchos Shabbos there's four Rishuyos, but Midei Raisa, there's really only two. The two are Rishus HaYachin and Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachin to a Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachin. That's one definition of Aitzah. The other definition of Aitzah is, if you're in a Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos. So Tosfos throughout Shas, and Rashi sometimes as well, is terribly bothered that why was Rabbi's Gzeira Shemi Yavirena Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim? Why did Rabbi pick that application of the Malacha of Eitzah? What Rabbi should have said was, Shema Yoitziena Mirshus HaYachad Rishus HaRabim. If you were going to visualize this scenario playing itself out, you have a person, he's sitting at home, he knows he has an obligation to hear the Megillah, he doesn't know how to read the Megillah, so he's going to take his Megillah, he's going to pick it up, he's going to leave his house, he's going to walk to whoever he needs to go to help him learn how to read the Megillah, and he's going to violate the Malacha of Eitzah. What would that be? That would be the Haitzah Mershus HaYachid L'Rishus HaRabim. Where would one be over Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim? The classic case would be where there's a Megillah in a Rishus HaRabim, you picked it up in the Rishus HaRabim, you walked the Dalet Amos, and you took it to wherever you're taking it. That would seem to be a much less Shchiach case. So Freik Tosfos, Kasha, throughout Shas, why is it that Rabbi's Gzeira was Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim? It should have been Shemi Yoitziyena Mershus HaYachid L'Rishus HaRabim. And at different places, Tosfos says different terutzim. Tosfos' first teretz here, Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, is that it could be Chazal would never worry that a person's going to carry Mershus HaYachid L'Rishus HaRabim. Every single Yid knows not to take his Megillah or anything for that matter from his house and bring it outside. And we weren't going to ever be mevatel mitzvahs, not the Rabbanon, not the Reis like Shoyf and Lulu, because of such a chashash. The concern over here was something else. The concern was that maybe a person will have a Megillah in a Rishus HaRabim. In a Rishus HaRabim, people, I guess, the metziuses are more vulnerable to make a mistake. And as a result, there was a concern. But again, you can't go through this Gemara without at least highlighting this Tosfos as it relates to Tosfos Ikar Kasha. So in the past, we've said over a teretz from Rabbi Yehuda Assad in Shailas Hatshuvas Yehuda Yala, and it's going to be posted as a related raid by Zokta Gemara Vayter, Mi Inyan Le'inyan, Omar Rav. Rav said, Megillah Bizmana, Kaira Noisa, Afila Biyacht. Does Mikra Megillah require a minyan? Or does it not require a minyan? So we go to shul, we daven ma'ariv, then we hear the Megillah, and then in the morning, we daven shachris, and we hear the Megillah. But the question is it something that requires a minyan, or does it not require a minyan? So Rav said, Megillah bizmana, kayir nois afilu biyachad. That if you're going to read the Megillah in its proper time, yudalud or tezvav, so then you don't need a tzipur, you could do it afilu biyachad. But shaloi bizmana, if you're doing it shaloi bizmana, you're getting bumped, Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel, then Basar, then it has to be done with a minion. So Rav said, does it need a minion? It depends. If it's Bizmana, it doesn't need a minion. You could do it Biyachidos. If it's Shaloi Bizmana, so then you have to make up for the fact that it's not being done in the proper time. Then you need a minion. Rav Asi said, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shaloi Bizmana, Asara. Rav Asi said, you always need a minion. It doesn't matter if you're doing a Bizmana, if you're doing a Shaloi Bizmana, it always requires a minion. The Gemara says, parenthetically, there was once a story where Rav was Chayish for Rav Asi, meaning Rav was reading the Megillah Bizmana, and even though Rav Sheet is the Megillah Bizman is Kerin Isa Philip Yachid, but he went out of his way to try to put together a minion. But the Gemara says, Miyama Rav Hochi, did Rav really say this? Meaning Rav's Ikr Shita, that Megillah Bizmana Kerin Isa Philip Yachid, but Shaloi Bizmana requires a minion. Is that true? V'amar Rav Yehuda Breder Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei Derav. Purim Shchalias B'Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Manam. So when Purim falls out on Shabbos, meaning Yud Dalet Adar falls out on Shabbos, what's the Zman of Megillah, Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Erev Shabbos manam, v'ha-Shabbos manam hu. It's not true. Meaning, really, this man is Shabbos. Just so happens, the Gemara said, Shem Yavirenu, Dalar Amas Peshus Harabim, that we pump it up a day earlier. But the Lashon Erev Shabbos manam, says the Gemara, is a little too strong. Because really, this man is Yudal. It just so happens we read it a day earlier. In a very interesting Rashi. El Alav Hachi Kamar, says the Gemara. You know what it means? Must mean. What did Rav mean when he said, Erev Shabbos manam, Shaloi Bizmanam Kizmanam? He must have meant, of course, the Iker's man is Shabbos. But now that we're reading it on Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is like the Iker's man. How so? Maz manam afilu biyachid. Just like if you read the Megillah Bizman, you could do it even biyachid. Avshalei bizmanam afilu biyachid. So if you're going to do it Erev Shabbos, you could do it even biyachid. Now, if that's what Rav meant, he didn't say that, but he meant something, and we don't know what he meant. So if that is what Rav meant, then l'chura, we have a contradiction to Rav's halacha. Rav said Megillah Bizmana yachid, but Shaloi Bizmana is asara. If we're saying that Megillah Shaloi Bizmana is kid Megillah Bizmana, what does it mean? Probably regarding this halacha. Just like Bizmanam as afilu biyachid, and even Shaloi Bizmanam as afilu biyachid. So you see, Rav holds that Megillah afilu Shaloi Bizmanam, you can do it biyachid. So it's a steer in Rav. First, Rav said Megillah Shaloi Bizmanam needs a minion. And here, Rav said Megillah Shaloi Bizmanam needs a yach. But the Gemara says, no, loy. That's not what Rav meant. Linya mikra Megillah basar. Could be Rav holds as it relates to reading the Megillah Shaloi Bizmanam, it does require a minion, which is what Rav said in the top of the Yom. Elo, my Erev Shabbos manam. What then did Rav mean when he said that when your dalet adar falls out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is manam? Fuke mit der Rebbe. He was coming, Lafuke, the Rebbe, the Omar, who said, Hoyl v'nitchu ayoris mimkoimam yitchu liyoy makni. So Rebbe has a shita that if your dollar falls out on Shabbos, so when do you read the Megillah? You don't read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. We had Rebbe Shita at the end of yesterday's daf, but rather you read it at the Yom HaKnis, so they read it on Thursday. It's Hakamash. Well, that's what Rav was coming to say. The Erev Shabbos Manamu, that really you shouldn't read the Megillah on Thursday, but rather what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to read the Megillah on Friday. That's what he meant, Erev Shabbos Manamu. But as it relates to a minyan, nothing to do with anything. Rav Shita is that Megillah Bizmana Kerin Oitz Afilu B'Yachid, Shaloi Bizmana requires a minyan. Rav Asi is Rav's Baal Plukta in our Suya. He holds Bein Bizmana, Bein Shaloi Bizmana Basar. It doesn't matter if it's Bizmana, Shaloi Bizmana, it always requires a minyan. So an interesting discussion. Does Mikra Megillah require a minyan or does it not require a minyan? So what's the halacha? So the Mechaber in Hilchas Megillah, this is in Simen Tof Reish Tzadi, says the Shulchan Aruch, Sivkot Yudches, Megillah, Bi Yudalur B'Tezvav, you, Megillah, when it's being read on Yudalad Adar or Tezvav Adar, Tzarech Lachzer Achar Asara, you're supposed to try to find a minion. The M-E-F-Sher Ba'Asara, if however you can't find a minion, Kayin Ois B'Yachad. So, the Katchili, you're supposed to find a minion, even Bizmana, but B'Dievet, it's not Ma'ak. And then the Ramah says, V'yesh Lehistapik Im Noshim Mitztarfois La'Asara. Says the Ramah, I have a suffix whether women count for a minion or whether women do not count for a minion. So what's the Ramah's suffix?
Ordinarily, throughout halacha, a woman doesn't count for a minyan. So why all of a sudden now, when it comes to the laws of Mikra Megillah, does the Ramah say, V'yesh l'stapik, and the Makar to this Ramah is Agoyis Ashri, in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. It comes from the Rishonim. But why would the Rishonim not show? Why did the Rishonim have it said that a woman should count for a minyan? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Efshar, the Kivan, the Hurak, Mishum, Persume, Nisa, being that the whole objective of having a minyan is for Persume, Nisa, Sagiyaf Menashim. So it's for that reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ramah, and really that Goyis Ashri, had it said that maybe a woman would count. Meaning, the even Rav Asni and Rav Shaloi Bezmana, who holds that there's a din minyan when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's not because we look at Mikra Megillah as a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. It's not because we look at it as Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Chazar Sashatz, or Kriya Satayr on Shabbos. It's not like something that's a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha that requires minyan. The reason we're saying minyan is Poshit for Persume Nisa. The reason we're reading the Megillah is Persume Nisa. So it's because there's an Indian of being mefarsim the nes beroiv am, so it's for that reason there's an idea of having asara. So says the Hagoyis Ashri and the Ramah is based on that. I could hear it said that even though ordinarily a woman doesn't count for a minyan, that's when we're dealing with asara beshchinta sharia dovish habikdusha. But here it's about persume nisa. So if it's about persume nisa, l'chura for sure a woman should count for a minyan just like a man does. But what comes out is that there's a fundamental difference between the din minyan when it comes to Mikra Megillah and the din minyan when it comes to other dvarim shabikdusha. It's interesting that there's another nafkimina lahalacha based on this point, and that is that even though you find this concept of minyan when it comes to Mikra Megillah, but it's based on Persume Nisa, as opposed to ordinarily when you find a din minyan, which is more related to a general concept of Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. And this is also in Mishnah Berurah. It's in Hilchas Brachas. It's in Simen Nun Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch over there is discussing, if somebody's sleeping, a shluft, does he count for a minyan, or does he not count for a minyan? So it's an open halach in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber says that somebody that's sleeping can count for a minyan. Then his echad me'asar l'spalo levado. If any yachal lanos imam, oh, this is what we need. Shu yashen, afilu hachim mitzdarif imam. So the Mechaber says if somebody's sleeping, he counts for a minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I am the prima godin, shekasav, the hu adin le'inyan zimun asar. The same is true, le'inyan zimun asar, he ate a suda, there were 10 people at the meal, and now it comes time to say, Rabbi Samuel and Benchin. There's 10 people, but one person is sleeping on the couch. So the question is, could you say, Nevarech elikeinu she'achalnu mishalai, or no, being that the person's sleeping, so it doesn't work, says the Prima Gadim, that just like the Mechaber says, someone that's sleeping counts for a minyan when it comes to Hilchas Tfilo, so the same is going to be true when it comes to Hilchas Zimun, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm skipping. Ach, le'inyan Kriyas HaMegillah. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, bevadai eina yashem etzdarif la'asara. It's pasha to me that someone that's sleeping doesn't count. Why? De be'megillah ba'i yasara le'persumei nisa. U be'yashin leko pirsa. Because the whole inyan of minyan is persumei nisa. And if a person's sleeping, there's going to be no persumei nisa. It's the same lamedus. Because there's a fundamental difference between the din asara when it comes to Mikra Megillah and in Shar Halacha. Shar Halacha is, you need the person. Okay, you need the person. He's there. I'm sleeping. He's still there. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's all about Persume Nisa. And because it's all about Persume Nisa, so the person has to be away. So what comes out is that because of this lamdas, we have two nafkiminas lalacha. One's a kula, the other one's a chumra. Being that the whole Indian of Asar, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, is based on the idea of Persume Nisa, so a woman who ordinarily is not part of the minyan over here would be part of the minyan, at least one side in the Ramah. Additionally, someone that's sleeping that ordinarily would be part of the minyan over here, a chumra, the person that's sleeping would not be part of the minyan. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Ezahi Ir Gedayla. So the Mishnah said that if somebody lives in a big city, no walls, the halacha is, you read the Megillah on your dalet. If you live in a kfar, a small city, so then the halacha is, you makdim liyei maknis. It's an option, you don't have to, but if you want it, you can exercise. It says the Mishnah, what's the definition of an ir gedoyla? Kol sheyesh ba asar batlonim. If the city has asar batlonim, it's considered an ir gedoyla. Pachas mikan. If it has less than asar batlonim, I raise a kfar, then it's only going to be considered a village. So this is the second time that, oh, weiter. We'll get there in a second. The Elu, Amr Makdiv Lemach, says the Mishnah that Be'elu, as it relates to these halachas that we just said, Mikra Megillah, so in the event that there are people that aren't going to read the Megillah Bezmana, so what do? They're Makdim in Liyei Maknisa. Says the Mishnah, there are times where there's a Nitcha, but the Nitcha is not Makdimin, but The nitcha is to the contrary. It's ma'achron. So essentially what's happening is the kfarim are being nitcha. They're not reading the Megillah on Yudalev and Tezvav for all the aforementioned reasons. So the question is, when should they read it? It's earlier. It's Yudalev, it's Yudbeis, it's Yudgimel. But it's makdim v'loy ma'achron, says the Mishnah. But there are other things that are just the opposite. Avos man atzei koyhanim v'ho'on. The time of the korban eitzim that used to be brought on 9 different days. Bisman shemeis mikdash ha'yikayim. So we learned a lot about this in the end of Masechtas Tainus, that there were 9 families that had committed to provide any necessary funds to be able to buy wood for the Beis HaMikdash, and the days that they had initially made their donation became Yomim Tovim for those families, and those Yomim Tovim impacted not only them, there were no Mamadis then, it impacted even people that weren't members of those families. But what happens if the Zman Atzei Keihanim falls out on a Shabbos, or the Tisha B'Av, if it falls out on Shabbos, Chagiga, the first day of Yontif, when there was a mitzvah to bring a Karmel Chagiga. So what happens if the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos? The Hakel. What if the day of Hakel falls out on Shabbos? And over then we push it, meaning there's a nitcha, but it's not makdim, we don't bring it earlier. To the contrary, we push it back. And says the Mishnah, even though when it comes to Mikra Megillah, right, returning to our regular program, that we're makdimin, it's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, but mutarim behesped ubetainis umatonis levyoinim. Stating that the kfarim that read the Megillah earlier are allowed to make hespedim if somebody dies. They're allowed to fast on those days. Meaning you would think maybe they shouldn't be able to. It's a yontif for them. No, the chiddush is that this is something they're allowed to do. Additionally, matanas levyoinim, like we saw earlier, the matanas levyoinim, ibnei she'enem shalaniyim nesuyas, and the matanas levyoinim were done then as well. Another aloch, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda said, emasai makon shenechnasim she'enem v'chamishu. When is it true that the kfarim are makdim liyem haknisa? That's only a place where the people of the kfarim used to actually enter the cities. But if you have a place where they didn't enter, not a Monday, not a Thursday, in a current Esel of Bismana, so then the halach is you're only going to read the Megillah of Bismana. So there's a lot of information here, and the Gemara is going to go through it. So what was the opening line of the Mishnah? Is the Ir Gedol. What's the definition of a large city? Kol sheyesh ba'asar batlanim. If there's 10 batlanim, that's a large city. Less than 10 batlanim, not. So Gemara says, what does it mean? A batlanim. Tana, asar batlanim. I mean, batlanim can mean a lot of things. Shebe Beis HaKnes says, a batlin in our Mishnah means someone that's sitting in Beis HaKnes. So what does that mean? And why is someone that's sitting in a Beis HaKnes says, considered a batlan? So Rashi says, quote, Shehem betelim mi malach. The reason that called batlanim is because they're not being oisek in malacha, v'nizayna mishal tzibur. They're being supported by the tzibur, kidei liyos mitzuyim betfila bebeis haknesses. And their job is, their role is to always be available to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. So why is this such a big deal? Why is the tzibur taking upon themselves this oil of there being 10 people that are always going to be in the Beis HaKnesses available to daven? So it says Rashi is based on a Gemara. A Gemara brachas davova mebeis. The Amar b'mesech this brachas kivin shabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebeis HaKnesses. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters the Beis HaKnesses, ve'eni moitzi sham asara, and he doesn't find a minion, v'chulu. So Rashi didn't speak out the v'chulu. What is the v'chulu? Zok to Gemara. Brachas vav on the base. Amar Rabbi Yoichin. B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bav beis haknesses. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters the beis haknesses, he doesn't find a minion. Miyad hu koyes. That's the v'chulu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Shenemar madua basi ve'enish karasi ve'noina. I came and there's nobody here. So a kehila doesn't want to have a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be koyes. So there's never going to be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bav beis haknesses v'loy matzah ba'asara. Because you're going to have these 10 people that are always going to be there. So what was the job of these 10 people? It's a big job. They're preventing the wrath. They're preventing the kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this Gemara, which is a Dvar Agada in Brachas Davav Amid Beis, was something that was so impactful that the Kehilas made takonas that they always wanted to have 10 people sitting in a Beis HaKnesses to provide, to prevent that memra of Rabbi Yochanan in Brachas Vav Amid Beis of B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Beis HaKnesses V'lei Matzah Ba'asara Miyad Hu Kayis. Stating that, there is another idea in the Rishonim. The Ran, in the Chedushi Aran, right here, it's actually on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, that's where he brings it. So he brings from Rabbi Choy, Goyin in the She'iltis, who says that the reason there were these Asar Batlanim and their purpose was different. He says, V'kula nechlokim l'tzayr chayir. He says, these were 10 people whose job it was to make sure that the city had whatever it needed to function as a Jewish community. Gimel mehem dayanim. 3 of them were dayanim. There was a 4th that was a Shamish Bezdin. He was the secretary of Bezdin. Then there was 2 gaboyt stoka, plus a 3rd person that was involved in the tzedakah. His job was to distribute the tzedakah. There was a soifer, he's a scribe, he has to write mezuzahs, he has to write tefillin, v'chazen, Nirchazin, Umalamed Tenoikis, and then there was a Malamed. These were the people. Now, where were they? They used to sit in the Beis HaKnesses. He says the same thing. That's where they used to be based at. But the point is, the reason there were 10 people was because Poshet of functioning from society needs these 10 people. So any city that has these 10 people, that's considered an Ir Gedoyla. It's an Ir Ve'im B'Yisrael. If you don't have these 10 cities, then you're considered a Kfar. That's when you have the option to be Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa. So the Mishnah said, Be'elu Amru, Makdim V'Loy Ma'achren. So when it comes to the people that are living in the villages, they're Makdim V'Loy Ma'achren. However, there are other examples where the people were Ma'achren V'Loy Makdim. So the Gemara says, my time, why they Makdim V'Loy Ma'achren? Amar Ababa, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kro, V'Loy Yavar. We saw this on that base. It says, V'Loy Yavar, V'Loy Yavar teaches us that you can't read the Megillah after the 15th day of Adab. Amar Ababa, Amar Shmuel, V'Nayin Shemayim, Yom L'Chadosh. So we just mentioned something that Rab Abba said in the name of Shmuel. So we're going to digress for a second and we're going to mention another halacha that Rab Abba said in the name of Shmuel. He said, how do you know that when you count years, you don't take days into effect? So what does this even mean? So Rashi says this would be negei hilchus nedarim kegoyim. The Omar koinim yain shani toyim l'shan. Somebody makes a neder that he's not going to drink wine for a year. So what does he do? Moine yud beis chadashim yaim liyain. So what does the year mean? You count 12 months, but you don't take days into consideration. So for example, you don't say that maybe a year is 365 days, the solar year, instead of 354 days, which is the lunar year, which is made up of 12 months. So you don't take the days into consideration, you take the months into consideration. Months means you do it l'chodshei hashana. You do it based on the lunar year, not based on the solar year. How do you know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, l'chodshei hashana, chodesh hazeh lachem reish chadashim rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana. Then whenever you talk about a year, you cheshbin months, you're not going to cheshbin days. Don't worry about the 11 extra days, because now you're thinking of days. You have to think in terms of months. V'yatamayna yonon l'shan, Rabbanon the Kisri, Mishum Rababa Amru, Rabbanon the Kisri said over the name Rababa, they added this. How do you know that when you're counting months, you don't take hours into consideration? You take days into consideration, but not hours. Now, what would this halacha be negeo? So Rashi says, Hilchas Gittin. Somebody gives his wife a get, and he says, I'm giving it to you in the event I don't come back in a month. Right, they used to do this. If somebody says, I'm giving you a divorce, if I don't come back in a month, and the month was a chaser. So how do you cheshbin the month? So do you have to start taking hours into consideration? Right, 29 days and X amount of hours, etc., etc. So that's what Rab Abba said, that you don't do that. A month is based on the days, meaning it's 29 days, it's 30 days, depending on whether Bezdin was Ma'abba the Chodesh, but it's the days, you don't take the hours and the moilet into consideration. That's not something you have to worry about. So said the Mishnah, that with regards to Mikra Megillah, we're Makdiman, Avazman, Atze, Kehane, V'Tishabav, V'Chagigavah, Hakel, Ma'achrav, L'Makdiman, these are things that we move forward. Tishabav, the Gemara says, why Tishabav? Why do we push Tishabav to Yud? Akdume Puranis loy mekatmi, because we don't want to be mocked in the Puranias. So because we don't want to be mocked in the Puranias, so it's for that reason. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, when is Tisha B'Av? It's on Sunday. I maybe bring it a day earlier. That's not something we want to do. Chagiga says the Hakel. Why Chagiga and Hakel the same thing? So just again, what is Chagiga? Chagiga is referring to the carbon chagiga. The carbon chagiga was a carbon that every single yid used to bring shalish pama mashanas. When the yid was ayla regal, he had an obligation to bring carbonas. And there were two carbonas that he would bring, for sure. Sometimes a third. The two were the shalmei chagiga, it was a carbon shlame, and the oilas re'iya. That was a carbon oila. Now, the carbon chagiga was doicha Shabbos. It was doicha yontif, meaning it was brought on yontif. But it wasn't brought on Shabbos. So the question is, what happens when the first day of yontif is also Shabbos? So you can't bring the Karmel Chagiga on that first day because it's not Doicha Shabbos. So I have two choices. I can maybe bring it the day before Yontif, or I'll bring it the second day of Yontif. Zok the Mishnah, Chagiga is one of the things that we are Ma'achim. Zok the Gemara, Tana. What's the reason for it? Mishum Dakati Loi Mata Zman Chiyuvayah. The reason is very poshut, because the Zman Chiyuv Chagiga is on Yontif. Erev Yontif, you're not obligated yet in the Chagiga. The Zman is Yontif. Now, if the first day of Yontif you can't bring it, bring it the second day of Yontif. And just to understand a little bit better, could be the chiyuv is to bring it on that first day. But there's a concept of tashlumen, that if I couldn't do it on the proper day, I'll make it up. But tashlumen is the taich, that there's a chiyuv that I have I couldn't fulfill it in the proper way, so I'll make it up. There's a makeup day. But you can't do it before the Iker Zman. There's no tashlumin before you're obligated in doing something. So the Zman Chiyuv of Chagig is the first day Yontif. The Zman Chiyuv of Hakel is whenever Hakel was. But the point is, you need the Zman to happen first, because until the Zman happens, you're not Chayiv. If you're not Chayiv, it doesn't make sense for you to be able to have a tashlum. So we just mentioned Chagig. We're going to digress a little bit. Chagig v'chol Zman Chagig ma'achar. Chagig, quote, V'chol zman chagiga, end quote, ma'achar. So the Gemara says, Bishlam chagiga, I understand what chagiga means. The definition of chagiga is the carbon chagiga. And what does it mean, chagiga ma'achar, the imikla b'shabbato? If the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, ordinarily you'd bring the carbon chagiga on the first day of Yontif. Now it's Shabbos, so ma'achar, you lay the boss of Shabbato, ma'achar, you push it off, you do it the next day. El zman chagiga ma'hi. But what is zman chagiga? We said chagiga v'zmancha. What is the taich of zman chagiga? The Gemara is going to bring three pshat. Number one, Amar Rabishai. Rabishai said, "Hocha kama." This is what it means. Chagiga b'Shabbos. The chagiga on Shabbos. V'oil asriya afilu b'yantif. And the oil asriya even on yantif. This man chagiga who? Yantif is the zman of the chagiga. Ma'achrim is ma'achrim. Zman chagiga in the first pshat the Gemara is referring to the oil asriya. So we just mentioned that on Yontif, the Yid used to bring a carbon shlomen, the shalmi chagiga. He would also bring an oil asriya. That was a carbon oil. What the Brisa means when it uses the terms man chagiga is it's referring to the oil asriya. So chagiga is the karma chagiga. The chol zman chagiga is the oil asriya. Why would an oil asriya be called the zman chagiga? The reason is because in this Brisa, what we're saying is that if you had to bring the oil on, if you wanted to bring the oil during the zman that you ordinarily brought the chagiga, you wouldn't be able to. You would have to push it off. Which is a very roundabout way of saying that the oil asriya wasn't doicha yontif. Right? What's the zman that the chagiga was brought on yontif? You're telling me you can't bring the oil asriya during the zman chagiga. If the oil asriya coincides with the zman chagiga, which it always does, ma'achim, you're going to have to push it off. In other words, you can't bring the oil asriya on yontif. So you can't bring the shalmi chagiga on Shabbos. You could bring it on yontif. You can't bring the oil asriya even on Yontif. So what do you do when the first day Yontif falls out on Shabbos? When do you bring the Shalmei Chagiga? Ma'achrin. What do you do every single Yontif when you want to bring the Oilas Re'iyah? Ma'achrin. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is then the Tana of this Brayse? It's Beshamei. The reason is because it's only Beshamei that holds that the Oilas Re'iyah wasn't Daichi Yontif. He still holds the Oilas Re'iyah was Daichi Yontif. Time we learned in the Mishnah, Beshamei says, Mevi'in Shlomei B'Yontif, you're glad to bring the Shlomei on Yontif, ain't Soimich Leim, but you can't do Smicha on the Shlomei on Yontif. But you can't bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif. He still says, Mevi'in Shlomei V'Oilas, you can bring the Shlomei and the Oilas on Yontif. V'Soimich Leim, you can do Smicha as well. So if our Brayse is saying is that Zman Chagiga is Ma'achrin, what does Zman Chagiga mean? The Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif, you can't do it, you have to push it off, ma'achrin, it's nitcher a Sunday, obviously it's going to be Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, you could bring the Oil Asriya on Yontif. Just one thing, what's the difference between the Shammai Chagiga and the Oil Asriya? Why is Beis Shammai hold that you could bring the Shammai Chagiga on Yontif, but he holds you can't bring the Oil Asriya on Yontif? So the chiluk is very simple, because you're allowed to do melachas l'tzayr chaychal nefesh on Yontif. The Shlomim is l'tzayr chaychal nefesh, because the Shlomim was eaten by the Kehanim, it was eaten by the Bailim, as opposed to the Oil, which is kulay kol, wasn't eaten. And because it wasn't eaten, it's not considered chaychal nefesh. If it's not considered chaychal nefesh, therefore Beis Shammai holds, it's not, Beis Hillel argues, but Beishamay also, it's not Toichi Yontif. But that's the first pshat. Chagiga means the karma chagiga. The cholzman chagiga means the oil asriya. Rava says a different pshat. Chagiga, you know what the Brayse is saying? The karma chagiga, cholzman chagiga ma'acharet. You could be ma'acharet. You can do the tashlumim, the entire Yontif, tzeila. But once Yontif passes, at that point, you can't do it anymore. So what does the Brayse mean? Chagiga ma'acharet. If the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, so you don't bring it on Friday, you don't bring it on Shabbos, ma'achrin on Sunday. What if I didn't do it on Sunday? Monday. What if I do it on Monday? Tuesday. Kolzman chagiga ma'achrin. Kolzman is not a separate thing. It's defining ma'achrin. The ma'achrin is the kolzman chagiga. So tomorrow, what's the makar to this? This is really a mishnah. Mishnah chag yantav rishon shachag. Someone that didn't bring the karmen chagiga the first day, yantav chaygeg, he could bring the chagiga, the hoylech, as kol haregel kuloi, the entire yontif, the yontif ha'achron shalchak. He could even bring it on the last day yontif, he could even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Over haregel v'leichag, if yontif passed and he didn't bring it, any chai b'achris, at that point it's all over. Rav Ashi said a third pshat. He said, chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achron. What does that mean? V'afilu atzeres t'chad yoyim ma'achron. The emphasis of the chol zman chagiga means is any carbon chagiga, not only the carbon chagiga of Sukkos and Pesach, but even the Karmen Chagiga of Shavuos, even that is Ma'achrin. And by the way, what does it mean, Ma'achrin? Ma'achrin means you could be Ma'acharet for 7 days. Zok the Gemara, now that's already a bigger chiddush. Why? Because Bishloima, when the first day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the next day is still Yontif. Pesach is 7 days. Sukkot is 8 days. Shavuos is only 1 day. So you would have thought maybe there's no Tashlumin when it comes to Shavuos. The Tanah, no, it's a Mishnah Moedim. Everyone agrees, Shemchal Atzeres Lias B'Shabbos, Shiyem Tavayich Achar Shabbos. That there's a Din Tashlumin even when it comes to the carbon on Shavuos. And not only is there a Din Tashlumin, you have a Din Tashlumin for 7 days. But the bottom line is that we're mentioning this Derech Agav. Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrin. Chagiga ma'achrin means the carbon chagiga can't be brought on Shabbos. As a result, you push it off. What do you push it off to? You don't go backwards, but rather you push it forward. You push it to Sunday. That's something that the Mishnah said. The Braisa just added a few words. Not just chagiga, the chol zman chagiga. What does chol zman chagiga mean? So Gemara says, it's telling me one of three things. Either it's going to be Shammai that the Oilas Riyah wasn't Eich Yontif, so the Oilas Riyah is also always Ma'achrin. You do it on the second day Yontif, you don't do it Erev Yontif. Or chol zman chagiga is just telling me how much makeup time I have for this chagiga. I can make it up the entire Yontif. And if it's Sukkot, I even get Shmini Yatzeres. Or what it's coming to teach me is Kol Zman Chagiga, every carbon, even Shavuos. Shavuos, you would have thought, maybe doesn't get pushed off. Maybe there's no Tashlumin, because Shavuos, at the end of the day, is only 1 day. So tomorrow, it's a Shainais. So if that's the case, what am I doing? That's the Chiddush that even there. Zok to Gemar. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Another classic. Rebbe not an Etiyah B'Purim. Rebbe once planted something on Purim. One, and he bathed, Rashi says, in the Kroinish al Tzipoiri, in the Shuk of Tzipoiri. This was a public area on Shiva Aser B'Tammuz. Two, three, Ubike Shlaka Tishabav, and he wanted to uproot Tishabav for Lehoid Lechamu where I'm masking them. So it sounds like this is a compilation of three controversial things that Rebbe did. We're talking about Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Number one, he planted something on Purim. See, not so posh. Number two, he bathed Bekreinish al Tzipayri on Shivasa B'Tammuz. Shivasa B'Tammuz is a fast day. And he wanted to get rid of, he wanted to uproot Tishabav. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda told who? This is Rabbi Lazar, who's quoting Rabbi Chanina. Says the Gemara, he told him, no, this is not what happened. Meaning, the third thing, that Rebbe wanted to be Eike Tishabav, wanted to be Eike Tishabav, Avadanisht, El Tishabav Shchalias B'Shabbosav. What happened was Tishabav fell out on Shabbos. V'dachinu l'acha Shabbos. And as a result, it was a Nitcha. Like the Mishnah says, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, no, Hayu v'Nitcha Yitcha. Once we made it into a Nitcha, let's just make it into a Nitcha. But v'lehoidu l'chachamim, the Chachamim were reminded to him, and Kari Oleo, and the Gemara says, when Rabbi Lazar heard what Rabbi Bar Zavda told him, he said, Tovim Hashlaim Enechot. He said, this is why you need a Chavrusa. If a person just learns by himself and he doesn't have someone to, you know, bounce ideas off of and to think things through with, you end up making mistakes like this. You end up walking around life thinking that Rebbe wanted to be Yoke Tishabav. He didn't want to be Yoke Tishabav. It was Tishabav Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. Tosfos incidentally asks that what was Rabbi Lazar's Havaminas? Rabbi Lazar was taka walking around with this idea. He thought Rebbe wanted to be Yoke Tishabav. Even a Havamina has to have a Pshat. There has to be a Mahalach. There had to be some rationale. What could it have possibly been? It's a very important Tosfos. We don't have time for this. It's the second Tosfos on the Yom. Just one other thing. We just mentioned Tisha B'Av, and that is the Gemara asked the question that why is it that Tisha B'Av, Shechalias B'Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday as opposed to doing it on Friday? And the Gemara came up with a reason. The Gemara said, Akhtume Purana Islay Mekadmi. The Shagasariyeh, in his Turi Evan, right here on this Gemara, asks a very geshmak akasha based on something that we learned together very, very recently. And that is, the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Il moli hayisi ba'isei adar. Had I been present during the generation that instituted Tisha B'Av, I would have voted for the fast to be not on Tisha B'Av, but rather on Yud B'Av. And the reason is because the Ikar Sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash happened on Yud B'Av. The Sreifa happened literally Samuch L'Shkiyas HaChama, and therefore, the Ikar Sreifa clearly happened on Yud B'Av. So he says, if you would have asked me, I would have done it on Yud B'Av. So Freik Tishagasar, yeah. It's before in the Gemara that there was a starke tzad that really Tisha B'Av should have been on Yud B'Av. In fact, the Gemara says, why wasn't it done on Yud B'Av? Aschaltup de Poranusa is Adif. Okay, but now you have a situation, it's a Geshmak Akasha, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So you can't do it on Tes B'Av. So we have two tzadim. I could do it on Ches B'Av, do it a day earlier, or I could do it on Yud B'Av. Zok to Gemara, Ashtikl Torah, Akhtume Peranuso, Akhtume Peranis, Leimagad. Vaytishagasai, say better. Why are you telling me as Asvara? It's clear there was a major tzad to make it l'katchila yud bav. So good, there's a svara to do it on tesbav, and that svara is adif. But now you can't do it on tesbav. So if I can't do it on tesbav, it should be hadar dina that I should do it on yud bav. That svara, Rabbi Yochanan's taina, that had I been present, I would have done it on yud bav. So now that I can't do it on tesbav, I certainly should do it on yud bav. As I think the shagasari. So the shagasari says maybe you can say a teretz, and the truth is, the oilam was ma'ir this when we learned the end of Masechtas Tainas. Because if you remember, the Gemara there brought two psokim. There's one pasuk that says that Nuvuzrad and Sarah Tabachim entered the Heichal on Zion Ba'av. Then there's another pasuk that says it was Tesbav. Which one was it? So the Gemara says they entered on Zion Ba'av, and Zion and Ches, they were doing Aveirois and defiling the Beis HaMikdash, and then Tes, the Sreifa started, and Ikka Sreifa happened on Yod. So the Shagas Aryeh says it's Mavur in the Gemara Masechtas Tainis that Zayin and Ches are also days. And being that they're also days, and they're part of the Aschalto, they're part of the beginning, so the Gemara felt that it's not like if we do it on Ches, we're just picking a random day. Ches is oichet achelik of the aschalta de peronas. And therefore the Gemara held it's better to do it on Ches than to do it on Yod. Zok the Gemara. V'Rebbe. So going back to Rebbe. Get Rebbe's three controversial things. Hard to even say. Not that Natiya b'Purim, he planted something on Purim. He bathed b'kreinish al tzipori on Shavas b'Tamuz. And he wanted to be oichet tishabav when it fell out on Shabbos. The Gemara said, Rebbe, hey, knock on the table. How was Rebbe able to plant something on Purim? Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef taught a braisa. It's not Rabbi Yosef in the braisa, but Tani Rabbi Yosef means Rabbi Yosef is saying over a braisa. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was a baki in all the braises. Rabbi Yosef was an amoira. So he's just saying over a braisa that he knows about. So this was Rabbi Yosef's braisa. Simcha u'mishta v'yantav. It says in the Megillah that these days are supposed to be days of simcha, days of mishta, days of yantav. Simcha, what does that mean? Malamach asun behesbut. You now make a spade. Mishta. Malamit chasa betainis. You have to have mishta. Mishta, by the way, means wine. Miloshin shtia. Suda is always miloshin soyed, miloshin lechem. Mishta is always miloshin yayin. That's the mitzvah of yontif. It's the mitzvah of yayin. And as it relates to yontif, is malamit chasa basiyas malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. So what's the kasha? The kasha is from yontif. It's from malacha. Rebbe, not anatia. That's a malacha. Ein lecha malacha gedoy lemizu. Zeireya, it's the first of the Lama Tes Malachas. So the Khuri is doing Malach, he's working in the field. So if he's working in the field, how is he allowed to do this? Don't we have a braisa that says, Yontif? Yontif means it's also Basiyas Malacha. So Gemara says like this, Rebbe Barar Beisahafa. Rebbe lived in a city where the din was to read the Megillah on Yodav. Not to Bechamesa, not. Sure, he did it on Purim, but it wasn't on his day of Purim. He did it on Shushan Purim. Gemara says, Ein, is that true? For Rebbe Vitveria Hava. The story happened in Tveria. Vitveria Makevas Chavim Isishu Benunavoy. And Tveria was a city that was walled from the times of Shobanon. So there they actually laid the Megillah Dafka on Tezvav, not on Yodal. The Gemara says, you're right, just the opposite. Ela Rebbe Ber Chamesahavu. Rebbe was in Tveria, where they read the Megillah on the 15th. V'chinot Bar Beisahavu. And when he planted it on the 14th. But the Gemara says, Mipshe delay the Tveria, Mekavas Chayim Meisah Shobanon. Is it so posh to you? Right? The Gemara is like just going back and forth. Meaning, the Gemara is the one that just said it was Mekavas Chayim Meisah Shobanon, right? We're answering the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says, no, it's not so posh. V'chizkiya Kari B'Tveria Bar Beisah V'chameser. Chizkiya used to read the Megillah on Yudalit and Tezvav in Tveria. Why Masafkele? He wasn't sure. So the Gemara says, meaning, Mamonovchuk, we have a problem. Because if this story happened in Tveria, then Yudalit and Tezvav Misafik on both days, he shouldn't have been able to do it. So the Gemara says, what's the kasha? Chizkiya Masafkele. Chizkiya didn't know the history of Tveria. The Rebbe Pshitale, Rebbe didn't know the history, but that's the Gemara's Teretz. You want to know how Rebbe was able to plant something on Purim? The Teretz is it wasn't on his day of Purim. And being that it wasn't on his day of Purim, it was the other day. Yadala the Tezvah. Therefore, it was okay. But the Gemara says, Chib Pshitale, Mishar, it still shouldn't be Pashva. Ksim in Megillus Tainis, because it says in Megillus Tainis, we know what that is. It's Yoy Marba Asav, Es Yoyim Chamisha Asav, Yoyimi Purayo Inun Doloy, the Mispat Bahoin. It says that on the 14th and the 15th day of Adar, these are days that are mentioned in Megillus Tainis. Meaning the chiddush of Megillus Tainis is that both days are yontif for everybody, right? Purim is mentioned in Megillus Tainis. We know Chanukah is mentioned in Megillus Tainis, Masechtas Chanukah, but Purim's also mentioned in Megillus Tainis. And if you think about it, why? Pesach's not mentioned in Megillus Tainis because it's mentioned in the Torah. So why does Purim have to be mentioned? So Rav explained. He said, Loi Nitzrucha, the reason Purim was mentioned in Megillus Tainis was lesser shalzebizeh veshalzebizeh. If you live in New York, Shushan Purim wouldn't be a yontif. Oh, Megillus Tainis says it's a yontif, and vice versa. But the point is, so you see, both days are considered yontif because both days are Megillus Tainis. So it's hadra kushal duchte. How is Rebbe able to plan something? So the Gemara says, "Hani mili behesped v'tainis." It's true; it's mentioned in Megillus Tainis, but only with regards to the laws of hesped v'tainis of a malacha. But as relates to malacha yom echad v'sulai, malacha is only also one day. Eini v'rav chazila hu gavet avakashadi kisna bepurai. Rav saw somebody was planting flax on Purim v'lati, and he cursed him. V'loitzomach kisne, and Rav's klala was potent. And and nothing grew. The Gemara says, Hasan bar Yoyma hava. No, there was on his day. On his day, it's a problem. Otherwise, not. Rabbi Breda Rav, I'm a Rabbi Breda Rav, said a different terrace. He said, Afilu Tamar bi Yoyma. Hespit v'tainas kabilu alayu, melacha loy kabilu alayu. It's true, initially, Chazal, Mordechai, Esther, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, they tried instituting an Issa Melacha on Purim. But ultimately, it never took off. How do I know that? The Mikarik Siv, because if you look in the Megillah, first it says that they instituted Simcha U'mishta V'yantiv. Later it says, Lasis Oysam Yimei Mishta V'simcha V'ilu Yantiv Loik Siv. So Vaistois, they never took upon themselves an Issa Melacha. There was no Issa Melacha. So if there was no Issa Melacha, so that answers the question. That's pretty straightforward. You want to know how Rebbe was able to be working in the field? The Teretz is, it's not awesome. What do you mean? It says Yontif. Yontif means it's a malach. Yeah, that's what they tried instituting. But ultimately, it never really took off. So Mara says, Vala Rav, my time ilati ahu grava. So that person that was cursed by Rav, why? What was the problem? He was working in his field on Purim. I thought there was no way some malach. So Gemara says, it's true. There's no real intrinsic iser. Abedvarim amutarim v'acherim nagu ben iser hava. This person lived in a city, Psachim Dafnun Amidbeis, Perik Makum Shinagu, where they had taken upon themselves this minig not to do malacha. And being that they took upon themselves the minig, therefore Rav said he felt this person was incumbent upon adhering to the minig. Abu Basri, the Rebbe, they know, in Rebbe's city, they didn't take it upon themselves, and therefore it wasn't a problem. You could say another term. Nahug. Really, there is an Isser Malacha. So again, what's the kasha? If there's an Isser Malacha, how is Rebbe able to be Nata Netiyah Bepurim? The Rebbe Netiyah Shal Simcha Nata. Rebbe didn't just plant anything, he planted a Netiyah of Simcha. Get the Tanam, we know to the Mishnah, Avra Elav Alay Nenu. Mishnah is a Masech Tis Tainus. That as the Tainus is progressing, if the Yidin's Tfilah still haven't been answered, Mematim, Mamasu, Mematim, so they would do less business, Bebinyin, Las binyanim ubinatiyah, they wouldn't plant. Be'erusin ubinasun, even marriage. V'tana Allah, Bryce said, what kind of binyan and natiyah didn't they do? Binyan means binyan shal simcha. Natiyah means natiyah shal simcha. Is all binyan shal simcha. What's an example of binyan shal simcha? Is a boina base chasnas of noy. Someone that builds a chuppah for his son. Is it natiyah shal simcha? Zanuiteya avurniki shamalachim. Rashi over here says that it's referring to trees that the malachim, they used to sit underneath. It was good shade. But you see that there's an idea of a natiyah shal simcha. And there it's mentioned as something you're not allowed to do. That during the Yemei Tainis, no Netiyah Shal Simcha. On Purim, you're not allowed to do Malacha, but over here, Netiyah Shal Simcha will be something that you are allowed to do, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So again, Amr Rabbi Laza, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Rebbe not an Netiyah B'Purim, and the Gemara says, Oy vey, how could Rebbe have been not an Netiyah B'Purim? It says that Purim is Yemei Mishta, it's Yemei Simcha, and it's Yontif, and Yontif means that it's Aser, Basiyas Malacha. So the Gemara says, either there is no Isser Yontif, meaning this was the second Teretz of the Gemara. It's true that Mordechai and Esther tried instituting it, but it never took off. And because it never took off, so it doesn't really matter. And therefore, Rebbe did not have to shteltzu, because it's not something that ever had any teeth. Or it could be Rebbe did it on the other day, meaning Rebbe was a barar besa, he did a bechamesa. He was a bar chamesa, did a bar besa. Or the Gemara says, could be what he planted was an atiyah shal simcha, and an atiyah shal simcha is going to be okay. So just to end with one ha'ara, not so long, but just one ha'ara, and that is going back to the very, very beginning of the daf. The Gemara said, the kuli alma miya megillah b'shabbos loy karinon. Now one thing is clear from the first Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, my taima. Why not? What malach is one violating when he reads the Megillah on Shabbos? So the Gemara said, Amar Rab. Rabbah said, the reason is because Hakol Chayovim Bekriyas Megillah. Everyone's obligated to read the Megillah. Ve'enak kol bekim b'mikra Megillah, but not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Gzeres shemi yitlena b'yadoi. We're afraid that this person is going to take his Megillah and he's going to go to someone to help him with the Megillah and he's going to end up carrying the Megillah. The Gemara says, and by the way, that's the same reason that we don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and we don't take Dalin Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. But the Gemara brought another Teretz. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef said, that's not the reason. The reason is, because Daniim used to look forward to Purim. They used to look forward to the mitzvah of Megillah. And the reason is because that was a very opportune time for them to be able to collect Matanas Lev Yoinim. And the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, when they instituted Mikra Megillah, was so sensitive to the plight of these Aniyim that they said that don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Of course, you're not violating any Isser. It has nothing to do with carrying. It's poshut because we feel bad for the Aniyim. We don't want them to lose a great opportunity. And therefore, do it on a weekday where a person has access to money. And like this, they'll be able to get their Matanas Lev Yoinim. Tosfos, it's the third of the three major Tosfos and Dav Dalet Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel v'Rav Yosef Amram b'pnei she'einayim shalaniyim nesuyos like Mikra Megillah asks a bumbakasha. Says Tosfos, l'chura, it sounds like from the Gemara, that there's two reasons why we don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Rabbi said, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Rav Yosef came up with a new reason. Frey Tosfos, why Rav Yosef need a new reason? That's Poshet. That Rav Yosef has to agree with Rabbah's reason of Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Why? Because otherwise, why don't you blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And why don't you take your Dalet Minim when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos? There's only one reason. It has to be Gzeira Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Rav Yosef Svara of Mipnei She'einayim Shalaniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah works for Megillah. It works for Purim when there's a mitzvah of Matanos L'Vyayinim. It has no shaychus to Shofar, and has no shaychus to Dalet Minim. So Bal Karchach says Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef must agree with Rabbah's gzeira of Shema Yaviren. And as much as Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef are Bali Plukta throughout Shas, the Bali Plukta in this sugya, but that's poshet, says Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbah. Everyone knows there's no kehila in the world where they would blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or they would take a lulav when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos. And it's because of Rabbah. Because Rabbah said there was a gzeira, Shema Yavireno. So once Rabbi Yosef anyways has to hold of the Gzeira Shemi Yavireno Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim for Shofar and Lulav, which are the Raises, so doesn't it make sense that should be the reason why you don't take the Megillah either? Why does Rabbi Yosef have to try to find a new reason? What's bothering Rabbi Yosef? We know Gzeira Shemi Yavireno. When we learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Shemi Yavireno. When we learned Masechtas Sukkah, it was Shemi Yavireno. So when we learn Megillah, let it be Shemi Yavireno. Rabbi Yosef, you have a new reason? I hear it's very nice, but Shemi Yaviren is the reason. V'har Raya, it's the only reason for the other sugyas. So you have to hold of Shemi Yaviren. Meaning, Tosfos is saying, maybe you walk away from Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis and you say, Rabbah was worried Shemi Yaviren Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, Rabbi Yosef wasn't. And that's why Rabbi Yosef came up with a new reason why you don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Abzok Tosfos, that's not tenable. It's not Shaykh B'Metzias. It can work in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, but with a little bit of a kiss, you know it doesn't fly, because it wouldn't explain Shofar and Lulav. And they're the only reason we're aware of is Shema Yavirena, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So you see Rabbi Yosef holds of Shema Yavirena. So if he holds of Shema Yavirena, let him hold of Shema Yavirena. So why is he arguing? Why is he going and telling Rabbi, no, it's not the reason. It's Mipnei She'einayim Shalaniyim Nesuyos. L'may Naf Kamina, you have another reason? Whatever. Shema Yavirena, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Azoy Freik Tosfos. Tosfos says a teretz. The Pnei Yeshua says a tremendous teretz to this kasha. It's going to be posted as a related rabbi. We've gone through this in the past. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush, something that we spoke about once before, but you can't learn this daf without speaking it again, out again. And that is a teretz nifla that's mentioned in the Shailas Atshuvas Binyan Shloima from Rab Shloima HaKoyen Mivilna. It's in Chelik Beis. It's Simon Samachvav. It's not Rab Shloima HaKoyen Mivilna's own teretz. It's a teretz that he brings from Rab Mordechai Halevi Epstein. This is in Chelik Beis. And Chelik Beis has letters back and forth. And this particular letter was written as a response to Hagoyen Rab Mordechai Halevi Epstein, who in his letter to Rab Shloima HaKoyen Mivilna suggested a teretz to answer this kasha. But the teretz requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, the Vilna Goyen, its minig was that on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, he was very, very makbid to read Koheles and Shir HaShirim from a klaf. Not just that, he'd make a bracha, the same way we do when we read Megillas Esther. That was the minig of the Gra. It's brought down in the Maaser Rav, and it's the minig of all the people that follow the Gra. That you read it from a Megillah, mitoich haklaf, and not only do you read it mitoich haMegillah, but you make a bracha as well. So in the Maaser Rav they bring that someone once asked the Vilna Gaon Akasha. He said, I don't understand. We know we don't read Megillas Esther when Purim falls out on Shabbos. And we know the reason. Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. So how could you read Megillas Koheles when it's Chol HaMoed Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Why aren't you worried? Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. The same Gzeira of Rabbah, Shemi Yavirena Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim that we have for Esther, shouldn't that apply to Koheles and to Shir HaShirim as well? That's what someone asked the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said the kasha is a tois. Kshmak a kasha. But he said the kasha is a tois. He said why? There's a fundamental difference, he said, between Megillas Esther and between Megillas Koheles and Shir HaShirim that you read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Megillas Esther is a chovas yochid. Every single yochid has an obligation, he has a chiyuv, to read the Megillah. The chiyuv to read Megillas Koheles and Shira Shirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not a Chovas Yochid, rather, it's a Chovas Tzibur. The Tzibur has an obligation, meaning if a person didn't go to shul on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, he doesn't have to read Kehelas. There's no reason for it. It's a Chovas Tzibur. It's something that a minion is out, just like Chazar Sashatz. It's a Chovas Tzibur, Kaddish and Kedusha. It's a Chovas Tzibur. To read those Megillas are a Chovas Tzibur as well. Said the Vilna Gaon. The only reason Chazal were worried, Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas Beshus HaRabim, when it came to Megillas Esther, is because Megillas Esther is a Chovas Yochid. So they're afraid that a person's going to be sitting at home. He didn't go to shul. He knows he has a chiv now to hear the Megillah. Problem is, he doesn't know how to read the Megillah. So he's going to pick up his Megillah. He's going to go to one of his neighbors to ask him to please teach him how to read it, or to be moitzi him. And he's going to end up carrying Dalet Ames, Bishus Aram. It's something that could happen. People sometimes make mistakes. Befrat the Malach of Haitzah, you find Chazal were very worried about Haitzah. Throughout Masechta Shabbos, we're worried Shemi Yaviranu Dalet Ames, Bishus Aram. But said the Goyen, what's your concern with regards to Kehelas? You're worried that it's going to be a tzibur, they're going to be together, it's going to be Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and no one's going to know how to read from the Megillah. So they're going to go, they're going to carry it Dalet Ames Bishus HaRabim. Chazal never were worried that a tzibur would do something like that. And the reason is because if there's a few Yidden, a minion of Yidden that are sitting together, so there's a concept of Mitkiriyah Hadadi, and because Mitkiriyah Hadadi is for that reason over there, we're not concerned. This is not an issue, it's not something you have to worry about. The Yochid you have to worry about, said the Vilna Gaon. The tzibur not. So Megillas Esther is a chayvas yachid. Chayvas yachid is a concern. As opposed to Kehel Shir Hashirim is chayvas rabim, it's a chayvas tzibur. And because it's a chayvas tzibur, over there there's a mitkri adadi. And if there's a mitkri adadi, in that instance, you don't have to worry about it. And the Vilna Gaon said, I'll prove to you I'm right. He said, because if not, ask a better kasha. How do you go vayihi ben sayarin on Shabbos? How do you open up a sefer Torah on Shabbos? How do you read parashas vayichi on Shabbos Kodesh, parashas vayichi? L'chaira, you should be worried that maybe there's no balkaira. No one's going to know how to lane. V'yaviren, etalan amas, b'shus harabim. And by the way, this kasha is the Tosfos Yontov's kasha. Tosfos Yontov asks it right here in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah. That if we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Purim, why? Shem yaviren, why are you able to? And Tosfos Yontov says that maybe the reason is because when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the halachas you have to prepare, so you're always Saimach on a chazaka, that's almost, but said the Vilna Gaon, you know what the teretz is? The teretz is that because Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvat sibur, if you're davening by yourself, you don't read from a Sefer Torah. If you have a minion, that's when you read from a Sefer Torah. A minion is never a concern. A minion is always going to be mitkri adadi. But here's the side of the Gaon. The side of the Gaon is that when it comes to a yachid, there's a concern, Shemi Yavirena Dal Ramas Bishus Rabim. But a rabbim not, and by the way, this is something that you find in many areas of halacha. So for example, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to learn L'Oir HaNer. Why? Gzeira Shemayata. The Gemara says two people are allowed to learn L'Oir HaNer because in that instance there's no Gzeira Shemayata. You're not allowed to carry a wet towel on Shabbos. We're concerned you may come to do Schita. It's a Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos. But if there's a rabbim of people, then it's not going to be an issue because in that instance you're not concerned anymore. But the aside is that a yachid will worried about, a rabbim will not be worried about. So Rav Mordechai Levi Epstein wrote in his brief, he wrote in his letter, in his tshuva to Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, he says, L'fizeh, maybe we have a teretz at Tosfos Kasha. Because the very, very next Gemara that we learned this morning, Amar Rav, Rav said, Megillah b'zman HaKohen Oysa Afilu B'yachet. Shaloi b'zman HaBasar. Megillah b'zman you can read B'yachet. Shaloi b'zman needs a minyan. Rav Asi said, Bein b'zman bein shaloi b'zman HaAsara. That you always have to have a minyan. Because of Pursu Meinisa, you always have to read the Megillah b'Asara. It doesn't matter if it's b'zman or if it's shaloi b'zman. So Mordechai Levi Epstein said that Yesh Shloimer, that Rav Yosef held, like Rav Asi in the very next Gemara, he held that Mikra Megillah always has to be Be'asara. If it always has to be Be'asara, so there's never going to be a Chashash Shem Yavirena Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. Just like there's no Chashash when it comes to Kehelas and Shir HaShirim. Just like there's no Chashash when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos. Because whenever there's a Asara, if there's a Rabim, the Rabim is always Mitkiri Adadi. If the Rabim is always Mitkiri Adadi, so when there's a Rabim, you don't have to worry about it. Rabba was worried because Rabba held like Rav. That Megillah B'Zman is Koren Oysafilu B'Yochid. It's Koren Oysafilu B'Yochid. It's a Chayvas Yochid, like the Goyen said. If it's a Chayvas Yochid, and now there's a concern. Shemi Yavirena, Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. But Rav Yosef had like Rav Asi, that it's not a Chovas Yochid. That really it's a Chovas Tzibur. If it's a Chovas Tzibur, just like Kehelas, Shir HaShirim, and Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, there's nothing to be worried about. Here too, in this instance, there's going to be nothing to be worried about. Meaning, Lo'ilam Rav Yosef holds of Gzeira the Rabbah, like Tosfos said. And Vainu time of the Shofar, Vainu time of the Lulav. Because those are mitzvahs of Yochid. And being that those are mitzvahs of Yochid, so over there there's a concern. When it comes to Megillah, it's a Chovas Tzibur. And because it's a Chovas Tzibur, by its Tzibur, there's no Gzeira, Shemi Yavi Reno. This was what Rav Mordechai Levi Epstein told Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, and Rav Shlomo HaKohen wrote back, V'hinini koira mailus kvoy teirosei neiro yoyer, sfasayim yushak, meshiv devarim nechaychem. That's sfasayim yushak, mamish beautiful. That's the teretz, the Tosfos Kasha, based on that yisoid that the Vilna Gaon said that's brought down in the Maaser Rav.